20 years ago, in December 1991, the Soviet Union came to an end. And in that year, the so-called Cold War between Moscow and Washington that began at the end of World War II underwent a historic transformation with the START Treaty. For the first time in history, the two superpowers agreed that year to significantly reduce nuclear weapons that could reach each other's soil, as well as the missiles, aircraft, and other means of delivering them. RAND Corporation analyst Olga Alliker explains what happened in 1991 that changed decades of rivalry into a new sense of joint nuclear responsibility.
I think the process of negotiations was an indication that people were realizing how important this was. And it was something that both in the Soviet Union and in the United States, people wanted, right? They wanted, everyone realized that the arms race had gotten out of control.
To some observers, it was instead a reaction to the increasing burden of Soviet deficiencies. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski.
In a situation in which the United States and the Soviet Union were to compete in arming themselves, the advantage economically and technologically was increasingly with the United States.
START, or the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, was signed on July 31, 1991. Under its terms, both nations agreed to each have no more than 6,000 deployed nuclear warheads and only 1,600 delivery vehicles. The Soviets went from limiting arms to actually reducing nuclear stockpiles because the process maintained appearances that were vital to Moscow on the world stage. U.S. arms negotiator David Smith.
These treaties, first SALT, then START, kept them perceptually in the political game as equals of the United States. And that was more important than the number count.
1991 also produced the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Program. The United States committed substantial funds and personnel to assist its nuclear rival.
What the arrangement involved was essentially an orderly accounting of the weapons, safeguarding of the weapons, and removal of them from reach by elements that could be equally damaging and dangerous to the former Soviet Union or to the West.
In a November 2011 address, Nunn-Lugar co-creator Senator Richard Lugar lists the program's results.
Nunn-Lugar has deactivated 7,601 nuclear warheads in the former Soviet Union, strategic warheads based on missiles, more than the arsenals of France, Britain, and China combined. The program has destroyed 2,366 nuclear-capable missiles on which those warheads were placed.
Nunn-Lugar is credited with helping three former Soviet republics, Belarus, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, become nuclear-free in the 1990s. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.